Once again, please.
At his stomach.
If a neighbor lady comes over and tells you something, you see, and Steve comes in, and just as she's leaving, he says to you, why did she come over? And you would say, she came over
to visit.
Mm-hmm. Or if her purpose was to tell you something, she came over
to talk or tell me something.
Would you ever say, she came over for to tell me?
Well, I might, or to tell, I would more have to say.
Yeah.
To tell me something, I would say, I imagine.
Now, would you say, I shall be disappointed if he doesn't come, or I will be disappointed if he doesn't come? Or just, I'll be disappointed?
I would say, I'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, or she doesn't come.
Would you ever say, I will be disappointed?
Yes, I would. I would say, I will be disappointed. I'm more apt to say that than I'll. You know what I mean.
And what about we?
We would be disappointed.
Would you ever say, we shall be disappointed? Or would, again, would you say, we will be disappointed?
Well, I would say, I don't think I'd say shall. Maybe I should, but I wouldn't, I don't think.
You'd say,
we would be disappointed.
Or we will.
Mm-hmm. We will be disappointed.
You said last night that maybe that was maybe that Steve's girlfriend was on the phone. When Steve gets a little bit older and he gets to thinking seriously, why, then you could say that he is...
You mean really in love or something? I say
he's trying to win her over, you know, to say yes when he finally asks her. What would you call this process? He is
proposal or no?
Well, the whole period. I mean, from the time he gets serious until the time he conquers her.
Well, I would say he's in love that way.
Would you ever say he's courting her?
I don't think I would say courting her.
Well, what would you say? Would you ever say he's going with her?
Yes, I would. I have to say that when I was courting.
Mm-hmm. Any other?
Well, I just say he's getting serious.
Mm-hmm. Would you say he's going with her?
Uh-huh. He is going with her. He would be going with her. Is going with her.
Now, if he proposes and she says no, you say that she
refused him.
Okay. Would you ever say she turned him down?
Yes. No, might we have to say that.
Any other expressions?
Well, I don't think I'd say jilted.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I would. I'd just say she turned him down or she refused to marry him. That's the way I would, more I could put it.
Now, what do you call the, after the wedding, what do you call all the noise that's made?
Reception. You mean at the reception?
No, I mean the
chivalry. That's what you're thinking about.
I see. We don't call it. As far as I know, we don't call it anything back home.
Well, if they pick a special time out and take them out for a ride, you know, like truck ride or something. Now, they call that chivalry, but they don't do that very often anymore.
I
just
see.
Maybe a couple that's, well, I don't know whether you would popular couple or not.
Mm-hmm.
Is this someone maybe as well liked or... You know,
mm-hmm.
If somebody is odd and they want to do something to them, you know, they might do it then.
If you have a church wedding, you have the bride and groom, of course. Then you have a man to stand beside the groom.
Best man.
And the woman would be?
Well, either maid of honor or matron of honor.
Mm-hmm. Or?
Bridesmaid.